First up to bat, Lee Paramore with our stock overview report.
All right. Good morning. Welcome, new commissioners. For those who may not know me, my name is Lee Paramore. I'm a fisheries biology supervisor in our manual office. I also serve as our biological review team lead. And one of the duties of the biological review team is to review and approve our annual stock overview. So in your book, should have a, is it a thick document? It's really thick, 700-page document, a stock overview, which gives a short synopsis of each species. Just since we have so many species, it's quite a large document. So today I'll provide a presentation of our division's 2019 stock overview. No action will be required by the division. It's just a presentation. The stock overview provides an annual summary of information available on the overall condition of North Carolina's marine and estuarine resources. So the division stock overview is released each July, and it is provided to the public through the division website. All data in the report includes information finalized through the year prior, which in this case is 2018. New this year, the stock overview links directly to our fishery management plan updates for each species, as opposed to the one-page summary that was provided last year. Linking to the fisheries management plan updates allows access to more detailed summary and long-term trends that were not available from the one-page summaries you guys received last year and that were also seen on our website. Each fishery management plan update provides information on the fishery management plan status, the goals and objectives of the fishery management plan, life history of the species, including the range of the stock being managed, the most up-to-date stock assessment status and stock assessment information, current regulations, trends in catch for both the recreational and commercial fisheries, trends in monitoring and survey data, and also research needs. And for each of the state-managed species, you will receive any schedule change recommendations for the fishery management plans in terms of whether those plans are being recommended to be looked at sooner than what's on your schedule. And this year, we do not have any schedule change recommendations. As was done last year, the webpage continues to distinguish the 14 state-managed species, which includes 18 species, from the 23 stocks managed by the federal regional councils and the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, which includes 118 species. This provides the public with a better understanding of who is responsible for and who has a say in how each stock is managed. When you view the website, state-managed stocks are front and center, and the fishery management plans updates are provided for each of the 37 stocks. So I'm just going to give you a quick look of what the website looks like. So when you go to the division website, you click on the stock overview link. This is the initial page you'll see for the stock overview report. This introduction provides information and explains changes to this year's report. One key addition to this year's report is that all the recreational landings have been updated, and these are based on the new effort methodology implemented by NOAA Fisheries. I'm sure you'll probably hear a little bit more about that in the landings talk coming up next. Links are also provided to the annual FMP review, other management entities such as the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, the federal councils, and you can also access prior year's reports. And there is a link to the division's fishery management page. If you scroll further down the page, you will encounter the 14 state-managed stocks. As you can see in the slides here, there are comments provided that highlight each stock, provides a summary of recent management changes, any updates to the stock status, and also any activity of the fishery management plan for that species. To the left, just above the species, you can see there is a link that provides to the fishery management plan updates. As you scroll just a little bit further down the page, you come to what we call the federal or ASMSC managed species. These interjurisdictional species are, for each of these, you also can see, for each species, you can see which management entity is responsible for that species, and you can also see there's a link to the state FMP update for that species that we provide. And even though there's ASMSC species or federal species, within the FMP updates, we provide the state-specific indices that North Carolina provides to those stocks. For each of the fishery management plan updates, when available, the terminology used to define stock status is taken directly from the stock determinations based on peer-reviewed stock assessments. This includes determining if a stock is experiencing overfishing or if its stock biomass is too low and the stock is considered to be overfished. In cases where no stock assessment is available, trends in catch and surveys are still provided. The division does intend, as information and techniques allow, to continue to move towards stock assessments for these species which currently do not have stock assessments. Just to quickly illustrate the term overfishing, this graph has been provided. Overfishing occurs when the rate of removals due to fishing mortality is too high. On the graph, fishing mortality is too high when it is above the dashed line known as the overfishing threshold. The overfishing threshold is determined as part of the stock assessment and is dependent on many factors, including the specific life history of the species being assessed. When the fishing mortality rate exceeds the overfishing threshold, a stock is said to be experiencing overfishing. Fishing above the threshold over time will result in stock decline. While overfishing on prior graph is related to the rate at which fish are being removed, overfished or depleted, on the other hand, is related to the actual size of the adult biomass. Overfished or depleted occurs when the size of adult population becomes too small and falls below the threshold seen on the graph as a dashed line. At that point, the adult population is considered to be depleted and at increased risk of not being able to sustain itself through natural reproduction. It is therefore at a higher risk of what is termed recruitment failure. The next several slides, I will highlight several species managed through the Division of North Carolina Marine Fisheries Commission and the North Carolina Marine Fisheries Commission. First off, we have kingfishes. They are managed through an annual trend analysis. We do not have a formal stock assessment. This is used to monitor the stock. And, of course, southern kingfish is the indicator, but we have three species of kingfish, which also include Gulf kingfish and northern kingfish that occur in North Carolina. One of the seven management triggers was met in 2018. No management triggers were met in 2017. Part of the plan review, a review of the data will occur if two triggers are met for two consecutive years. So based on that, no action is needed for kingfish this year. The plan was last reviewed in 2015. Spotted sea trout, 2014 assessment showed that the stock was not overfished and overfishing was not occurring. This species is particularly susceptible to cold stun events. As most of you know, a cold stun event most recently occurred in early 2018. The fishery was closed until June 15, 2018. I think it closed in January through June 15th, and that's per the plan protocol. The next F&P review for this species is currently underway. The stock assessment is beginning, or has already actually begun. Estuarine striped bass is broken down into two management areas in North Carolina. We have the Albemarle Roanoke, and we have the Central Southern Management Area. Central Southern Management Area includes the Tar Pamlico, Noose, and Cape Fear Rivers. In the Albemarle Roanoke system, the 2016 assessment shows the stock is not overfished with no overfishing occurring. Currently, this stock is being assessed for formal plan and a formal plan review is underway. In the Central Southern Management Area, you guys recently took some action. Like I said, this includes the Tar, Pamlico, and Noose River. Also, the Cape Fear River, which was already under a moratorium. The Fishery Management Plan Review is currently underway for these species or for these stocks. There is concern over limited natural reproduction in these stocks. Harvest is primarily supported by hatchery-reared fish released in these systems. However, as we mentioned in those two systems, Pamlico, Tar, and the Noose, two potentially large naturally spawned year classes have recently occurred. As a result, this body took action in February 2019 through Supplement A to Amendment 1 to put a temporary moratorium in place, closing harvest to protect these year classes. Currently, a benchmark stock assessment is underway for both of these stocks, and the results are expected in 2020. Both the Albemarle and Central Southern stocks are managed as joint plans with the Wildlife Resources Commission. Striped mullet, we had some concern with low 90s in 2016. Per the plan, this triggered a review of available data for striped mullet and actually resulted in an assessment update. The assessment update was completed in 2018, indicated that overfishing is not occurring. The overfished status could not be determined with the data that was available for the stock. Landings in 2017 and 2018 have rebounded above that trigger, and the next scheduled review for the F&P is 2020. Blue crab, are currently managed under Amendment 2 to the Fishery Management Plan. This plan uses a traffic light assessment, which is updated annually and provided to you through the annual Fishery Management Plan update. So this would be your update for blue crabs. For the 2018 traffic light update, trends did move in a positive direction. Adult abundance, one of the indicators, saw an increase, pushing the traffic light back below the 50% red threshold for the first time since 2012. Recruit abundance also saw some increase, and the traffic light fell below the 75% threshold for the first time since 2012. Production was similar to last year, but remained below the 50% red threshold for the second straight year. In addition to the traffic light assessment, you guys are also considering a new stock assessment through Amendment 3. This new stock assessment for blue crabs passed peer review in 2018, and results from this assessment do indicate that the stock is overfished with overfishing occurring. Of course, you guys will talk about Amendment 3 later in your meeting today. Southern flounder, a regional stock assessment for this species was just updated in 2019 and included cooperation from both North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. The 2019 regional stock assessment indicates that the stock is overfished and overfishing is occurring. Reductions to end overfishing and rebuild the overfished stock are being proposed for your consideration of Amendment 2 later in this meeting. Just some of the species for which we do not have stock assessments due to data limitations and research needs. Examples include kingfish or sea mullet. We talked about them having trend analysis. Sheep's head, eastern oyster, and hard clams. For species like kingfish, questions related to proper stock structure, migration need to be addressed before a formal stock assessment can be performed. As previously discussed, kingfish are currently managed using trend analysis as a management strategy in the state FMP. No current FMP or stock assessment exists for sheep's head, although precautionary management measures were taken by this body and put into place in 2015. Efforts are currently underway by academia to determine if sufficient data are available to assess the stock. In the case of eastern oyster, Amendment 4 to the state FMP was just approved in 2017. No assessment currently exists for this species, but there are efforts underway with academia to explore methods to determine the stock status for the species. As for hard clam, they're managed through Amendment 2 to the state FMP, which was approved in 2017. And hard clams are currently not assessed, and I'm not aware of any efforts to assess hard clams. Two stocks, bay scallops and shrimp, include brown, pink, and white shrimp. So those stocks have three species, are considered to be annual crops. Stock assessments are not conducted by the division for these stocks. The reasons for no assessments are annual crops are short-lived and capable of producing large numbers of offspring. Environmental factors rather than stock size in a given year tend to determine the abundance of these species. Amendment 2 to the bay scallop FMP was approved in 2015. Bay scallops are very sensitive to environmental conditions and may at times experience high levels of predation. The FMP continues to outlines minimal abundance thresholds that must be met through division sampling in order to open this fishery. This threshold was not met in 2018, and the fishery did not open. Shrimp are currently managed under Amendment 1 to the North Carolina Shrimp FMP, approved in 2015, along with the May 2018 revision to Amendment 1. Most recent work in this fishery has been aimed at reducing finfish bycatch associated with shrimp trawls. Continued collaborative effort research with the shrimp industry and the division led to implementation of rules for area-specific gear modifications to further reduce finfish bycatch. These requirements became effective July 1, 2019. And that concludes the stock overview update, and I'll certainly take any questions.
Questions for Lee.
Cameron.
I thought you grabbed your mic. Okay, if not, Lee, thank you very much.
All right, thank you guys.